Hi, it's Holly again. I'm here to discuss nursing burnout. This is a severe problem that affects everyone. I have worked in the medical field for 15 years and have seen this firsthand. Have you ever been in the hospital? You're scared and vulnerable, and it seems like your nurses does not care about what's going on, or they're just constantly running around, possibly missing some of the things that you have asked for, like a cup of coffee or a snack. Or your family comes in to see you, and the nurse does not want to stand there and talk when you're trying to introduce them? Well, we will dig into this a little, so you can understand why your nurse might be rushed into the room, and what I think may be a way for the hospital to fix this problem. I have also asked a few nurses to discuss some of the problems they see working in the hospital, and how they feel about what the studies show should help prevent nursing burnout. I feel the simple solution to this is to hire more nurses to combat the global nursing shortage. But there needs to be a cultural shift from hiring more nurses simply to increase the current staffing rates and decrease nurse-to-patient ratio. Instead, there needs to be focus on hiring nurses to give them a reason to stay long-term, to contribute to the fixing the nursing shortage that is only going to get worse. I'm going to start with the amount of overtime a nurse has to work. I read on the Elite Learning an article about nursing overtime, the good, the bad, and the OMG, back in 2018, over 22,000 nurse professionals surveyed. About 50.07% reported working overtime, many working more than 9 hours of extra work a week. It's been reported a significant relationship between longer shift lengths and nurse reports of burnout and job dissatisfaction persisted. Compared to the nurses who worked 8 to 9 hours, nurses who worked shifts between 10 to 11 hours had a greater likelihood of being burnt out, dissatisfied with their job, and intending to leave the job. So did nurses who worked the shifts of 12 to 13 hours. Although the impact of the shift length was similar for the nurses in this shift category of 10 to 11 hours, the odds of these unfavorable outcomes were highest for nurses who work shifts more than 13 hours, and the majority of the floor nurses are working 12-hour shifts. This article was written in 2018, so this is not just a pandemic problem. This has been going on for a very long time. I was also reading an article on nursing burnout interventions, what is being done, and they are giving examples of what nurses should do to try to avoid nursing burnout. If you feel your workload is too heavy, you should take a walk outside twice a day for 5 minutes each. I have to add, with the shortage of nurses that we have, it is doubtful to be able to go outside even once a day, let alone twice a day. I see nurses eating their lunches at their computer, trying to keep up with their crazy workload. It is not just paperwork. This includes medication handouts, patients who need to get up and walk. New patients often have to be educated about their diagnosis and treatment plans. Nurses will have to answer patient questions and ensure both patients and their family members have adequately understood everything involved in their cases when they go home. My thoughts on what could be done to help with this alarming number of nurses being burnout are fairly simple, but would do so much to help the workload and the stress of nurses, would be for the hospital to hire more nurses and lower the number of nurse-to-patient ratio. There is far too much that one nurse alone needs to do in a day. If we could try to get them more help and support, I feel this could go a long way. Also, a good care partner would be beneficial to the longevity of our registered nurses in the hospitals. Now I'm bringing in individually Danielle Morgan, a registered nurse for the last 2 years, Kelsey Kander, a registered nurse for the last 10 years, and Alyn Coleman, a registered nurse for the last 37 years. I will ask them all the same questions to see if years on the job affects their nursing outlook. I wanted to bring them in separately so that their answers are not affected by other people in the room. Hi, I'm here with Danielle Morgan. She's a registered nurse at the Robert Packer Hospital for the last 2 years. She does a lot of floor nursing.
Just say hi.
Hi.
I have a couple questions for you today. Do you feel that stepping outside twice a day is a good way to relieve nursing burnout?
It might be a good way to treat burnout if there was an opportunity during the day to do that. I mean, I'm already walking 8 to 10 miles a day inside, and I don't know if I would ever have an opportunity to walk 5 of those minutes outside, at least once a shift.
Okay. Do you feel that your charge nurse treats everyone with the same respect and fairness with their nursing assignments?
You can definitely feel the favoritism on the floor. But the downside to being a floor nurse is that there really is no good assignment. I mean, on night shift alone, I have like 7 to 8 patients, and you always get such a menagerie that there's just no way that it's going to be a good night overall for anybody.
That's fair. Do you feel that your schooling helped you prepare for the stress and the hours that you put in every week?
My schooling prepared me to take an assessment that takes, you know, that could take 30 minutes, but I've had to learn how to do it in 5. But definitely not for the hours and for the mandated overtime and for the call and everything else that you have to get added on. There's just no way.
What do you think about the education of your supervisor in the hospital? Do you feel that they were highly educated for the roles that they were put into? And do you think that they were fully trained for their positions that they have?
If you're going to equate training with the degree that they hold, I guess they're trained. A lot of individuals in management have their BSN or their MSN, which looks good from a hospital perspective. But just because they have RN after their name doesn't mean that they understand what it's like to be on the floor, on your feet all day. I mean, the manager upstairs where I work, she's been a nurse for maybe 2 years longer than I have, and I've only been in the game for 2-3 years. So it just kind of gives you an idea that they don't really know what it's like on the practical application side of it. They know numbers, and they know what sounds good, but they don't necessarily know what it's actually like to deal with the processes and the policies that they put in place.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience today?
Nursing can be rewarding. And I don't say that lightly. There's, you know, there's lots of stories I could share that, you know, makes your job worthwhile and what you can go home fulfilled. But I think if you're going to go into nursing school with high hopes, I hope you have a realization that you go home mostly disappointed. It's a little bit of a toxic work culture. It's a pretty reputable career. I think most people look at nurses with respect. But for the most part, I don't know if I recommend it or not recommend it right now. I mean, if it's your calling, it's your calling. But I do question my job on a daily basis. But I mean, the pay's fair, I guess.
Well, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
No problem.
Hello, I'm here with Kelsey Kander. She's been a registered nurse here at Robert Packer for the last 10 years. She does critical care. I'm going to ask her a few questions. Do you feel that stepping outside twice a day is a good way to relieve nursing burnout?
I think that's a great idea, yeah. Sometimes just stepping away and taking a breath would be great, but the problem is, can you do it? Usually I don't have time to do that. I'm usually eating my lunch at the desk or behind the counter, hiding it from management, while I try to get things done. My day's way too busy to step away most times. Not to mention the dirty looks you'll get for actually taking your breaks, because not everybody will be able to get one that day. So
I do understand that. Do you feel that your charge nurse treats everyone with the same respect and fairness when it comes to their nursing assignments?
Oh, God, no. I mean, it really depends on the charge nurse. There's a few that, you know, try to make it as fair as possible. And I get that. Sometimes you're just going to have a crappy assignment. We all get that. But there's definitely a few that, you know, their buddies are going to get the easier assignment or, you know, the more preferred doctor. You just know it as soon as you walk in and see them.
Okay, do you feel that your schooling helped you prepare for the stress and hours that you put in every week?
Oh, God, no. I mean, I don't think there's any way to prepare for what you're going to do, hands-on-wise. Sometimes I think it'd be more beneficial to have more clinical than it would be to do the theory, but I guess that's, you know, it is what it is. You do have to have that theory too, but I mean, it's stressful and it's hard, and you're there in the moment, and no theory in a book can teach you that critical thinking. It just can't happen.
I understand that. Do you think that What do you think about the education that your superior has in the hospital? Do you feel that they were very well trained for the positions that they have above you?
Well, I'll tell you here, we've got educators, which some of them have been out of school only a couple years or something, and they're going to teach me. I don't know. Maybe I'm being cocky, but it's just how I feel about the situation. Then you've got, well, my manager's very good. I like my manager. She'll get down and dirty right in and work. That woman knows how to work. She knows how to take care of patients, and I respect her for that. Assistant manager leaves something that could be desired, and I know for a fact there was other people in this unit that would have been a lot better in that position, but were probably denied the position due to credentials, mainly having the bachelor's or working towards a master's degree. So unfortunately, even though we have some really great nurses, they just are not going to, because of their age mainly, are not going to go back to school. And I don't blame them, honestly. I'm doing that right now, and I don't find it very beneficial, if you want my honest-to-God opinion. I have my associate's degree, I've been working, and I'm working on my bachelor's right now, and taking contemporary history has not taught me anything good about nursing, so... it's a little frustrating, but yeah. And then you've got people in a coordinating position, which really gets me because we're a trauma center and they have no critical care experience. So I really don't know how people running this hospital can assess a critically ill patient and place them where they need to be without having that hands-on experience. But again, they've got master's degrees, so we're good.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience today about nursing?
Nursing, I think, can be very, very, very rewarding. I got into it because I wanted to take care of people, and I do get to take care of people. And I've touched lives, and I know I've touched lives, and that makes me feel good that I've left somewhat of an impact in this world. The problem is there's such a high... I don't know what it is with the schooling, like this high degree of you have to have that bachelor's, you have to have that master's, you have to have this, that. That's just not always feasible for people. And we're going to go into a nurses shortage soon, like even worse than we already are. We need to start getting people in and trained correctly that can come onto the floor and take care of people. It's just, you know, it's just what we're going to need. Maybe we need to rethink about how we approach training our nurses and stuff. Not saying that's bad, but at the same time, I think there could be some different approaches.
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much for being here for with me today.
Of course.
Hello, I'm here with Lynn Coleman. She's been a registered nurse for the last 37 years. She works in the operating room. I'm going to ask her a few questions. Number one, do you feel that stepping outside twice a day is good to relieve nursing burnout?
I very well might be, but I've been an OR nurse for this long, and we can't go outside without changing our scrubs or just there's no time.
So in other words, it would take up your entire break in order to try to get changed and come back in.
Very good. Do you feel that your charge nurse treats everyone with the same amount of respect and fairness with their nursing assignments?
I would have to say no. I've never been given the opportunity to refuse an assignment. I learned ortho that way for scrubbing totals. Just get in there and do it. Some people who don't have a strong personality are, they don't have very difficult assignments and they use it.
Very good. Do you feel that the schooling that you did helped you prepare for the stress and hours that you're going to put in every week as a nurse?
Not at all. I was a diploma grad. No, it wasn't really hard for me, but it's really hard for some people to translate from book work to actual hands-on care. There's no way to prepare for that.
Do you think that the education that they gave your superiors helped them in the positions that they got to?
No, I think that the ones in the managerial positions are the ones who can't do the hands-on care. So they're more good at book work and budgets and things like that. They really don't know what it's like in the trenches.
Do you feel that if your supervisors had more training, that it would help them in their position?
Maybe.
As I talk to these three nurses, I have noticed that they seem to have the same outlook for nursing. There's always room for improvement. I also would like to point out the fact that Danielle is at the point of her career that she could be looking for a new position. And if you listen to the way she explains, you can tell she's burnt out. Kelsey is in the transitional stage of her career, where she has gotten through the tough 5 years and is sitting in the middle ground, where she feels okay in her placement. Alin is at the end of her career, and when you speak to her, you can tell she's ready for retirement. In conclusion, nursing's physical and mental toll as a career makes it difficult for nurses to find the longevity in their job, and it leads them to leave in drones. Burnout and compassion fatigue affects new nurses and experienced nurses, and the nursing shortage catalyzes it. Increased expectations and workloads with decreased staff and resources makes nursing a toxic work culture. Currently, there is no way to remain a nurse for a long period of time without compromising one's mental or physical health. Nursing has to be the most trusted profession for the last 19 years in a row, but it is not appreciated or respected. Patients and their families need to realize the worth of a nurse at their bedsides, and the administration needs to take some steps in the right direction to maintain the staff that they have and to enhance the choice to choose the nurses. Until nursing becomes a respectable career that accommodates real people with real lives, it's impossible to fix this ever-growing shortage. I just wanted to say again, thank you for the three nurses that took their time out of their day to speak to me. And thank you for everyone here for taking the time to listen to the podcast today. I hope you all have a great day.